Welcome to a special edition of the Rapture Press Presents the Review Zoo. This special edition hitting you with news that came out today, because sometimes news hits you so hard you want to feel it. And so we're going to call this segment the Petting Zoo, because sometimes you have to reach out and touch the news that is coming to you, because it's just there and you're in the moment. I'm Andrew McDonald.
I'm Sam Harper, and that was corny as fuck.
It was corny, but there you go. Crazy things happened today. Things you wouldn't predict on March 15th, 2019. Not only did we get an Avengers trailer this week, not only did we get a new Ip Man spinoff movie, and I feel like something else crazy happened that was also worthwhile. Sam, you know what?
We got the What If thing. These are all topics.
The most important thing that happened today is James Gunn was announced as returning to be director and writer for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I gotta tell you, I was walking outside, coming back to work. It was on my lunch break, and I got this like a little alert that this was happening. I stopped and I immediately took a couple minutes and like forwarded this to everyone I knew, because it was huge news.
Yes, I completely thought you were trying to April Fool's me early when you sent it to me, because I'm like, that's just bullshit. Only to see that it popped up everywhere and was not bullshit. It was completely real shit.
The first two sentences I had to read was, this has been confirmed with James Gunn and this has been confirmed with Disney and Marvel. I was like, wow, no, this isn't a rumor. It happened.
Yeah. Yeah. So, needless to say, if you haven't been keeping up, James Gunn, director of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, was fired last year over provocative tweets he had tweeted in the past that have been dug up by far-right provocateur Mike Cernovich.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy for so many other things besides this. But, so basically, Disney cut him loose because, you know, some of the jokes were unfortunately pedophilia-based. Not really.
And rape-based.
And rape-based. Really not the thing Disney likes to associate with when you're the happiest place on Earth theme park. So they kind of cut Gunn loose, and basically that led to a shitstorm of the cast supporting him.
Batista quit.
Dave Bautista threatening to quit. He's a rather large wrestler man who also plays Drax.
All the cast members signing support behind him, signing letters. There's some people from the agency.
Petitions, all kinds of things. And eventually a meeting with Kevin Feige and Alan Horn of Disney and probably Bob Iger to discuss what was going to happen, which seemed to turn up fruitlessness until today. And yeah, so today we kind of learned at this meeting that did happen months ago may not have been as fruitless as we thought, and may have just been a cooling down period for Disney and him and the news in general, so that things could kind of blow over before they re-announce him as continuing with the franchise.
Well, don't forget, James Gunn, before all of this, he got a new job.
He did.
After he got fired.
He was hired to direct the Suicide Squad 2. The movie that first was accused of aping the style of Guardians of the Galaxy 1 when it came out. So, needless to say, James Gunn will now be making movies for both Disney and DC, with Guardians of the Galaxy 2 coming after he finishes his obligations to Suicide Squad 2.
This is him pretty much pulling a J.J. Abrams in a level of geekiness.
Yeah.
Because he just grabs Star Wars and then Star Trek and then Star Wars, and now James Gunn is grabbing Marvel and DC.
Yeah, and I was thinking there's only been one guy who's done that, and I can't think of him for the life of me. There's one other director who's done a movie for both so far, and technically it's Josh Whedon, because he helped out with the Justice League. I don't think anyone. Joss himself probably wants to admit that he helped out with the Justice League.
No.
But, he's going to pull double duty. He's going to get to work on both. And I guess we're going to get to see what his Suicide Squad is like compared to his Guardians of the Galaxy.
Two things. One, keep in mind, Disney has stated that they will let Joss Whedon finish writing and directing Suicide, will finish directing Suicide Squad before he comes back to Guardians of the Galaxy.
James Gunn, you mean? But yeah, yes.
Sorry, Joss Whedon. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
James Gunn.
James Gunn, my bad. James Gunn, they'll let him finish it before he comes back to Guardians of the Galaxy. So we might get Guardians of the Galaxy a little later than we planned. So who knows how that's going
to... Yeah, it looks like it's being pushed to maybe 2021, since his original date was supposed to be 2020.
Yeah, this might change things for like storyline-wise.
It's only 2 years, so... and I think it was supposed to be earlier originally, so it's already been pushed back once. It's not too far back now. There's also talk that Dave Bautista will also be in the Suicide Squad too, because he supported Gunn so heavily. So Bautista may soon be crossing over into the other universe too.
Maybe he's the shark.
That's what they're saying, like King Shark, since, you know, it's a very large person.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be it.
That could be it. Oh, and the other thing I was going to say is this is actually making me want to go see Suicide Squad too, with editing things.
Yeah.
It sounds weird, but yeah. Knowing that, you know, James Gunn is back home makes me feel like, you know, I can see this other thing and not feel like I'm, like, tainting it.
Exactly. Now, the only thing I wondered was this the plan all along? Because some people out there have now already started to state that they think, well, clearly Disney must have hired him back once they realized that DC had it in them to make good movies, because they made Wonder Woman and then they made Aquaman. And now Shazam is tracking to also be something that's going to put some butts in seats. So maybe Disney got gun-shy about James Gunn leaving for Suicide Squad and thinking, oh no, he's going to have it on his hand. And people might not go see Guardians of the Galaxy 3 because we've hired him. Or they were literally just waiting for all this to blow over and they figured, well, once they accuse you of doing this once, they can't use it against you twice if you come back 2 years later. I mean, really, he's not wrong. I mean, you know, I don't think our attention spans are long enough for that. Like, it's going to be like, oh, you remember that time he had some really bad tweets, but he deleted them, and then he apologized, and then he got fired, and then they rehired him. Remember those really bad tweets again? It kind of feels like that's not going to work the second time around.
I really don't. I'm short of him finding an actual child's body in his closet, weird.
Yeah.
I think he's in the clear.
That seems more likely for Bryan Singer.
Ooh.
Which... just a quick aside, Bryan Singer is no longer directing Red Sonja.
But we're going to totally cover that in the podcast, but yeah. For now.
Whoa. Bryan Singer. Not really, but yeah. The only other thing that I had thought of was, and I still don't think it's true because the timing is so fast, which is kind of crazy, but that now Disney and Marvel think they're troll-proof because the trolls came hard for Captain Marvel and they were deflected hard by working with Rotten Tomatoes to change the system and by the fact that the fans still showed up and Captain Marvel is now one of the higher grossing films ever for Marvel again. It's in their top 10 film list.
They energize them. People are getting tired of like the trolls throwing shit on, you know, on legitimate things and just making it all over, making it stuff. People are starting to think more and they're just like, hey, no. Like I saw Captain Marvel yesterday for the first time. And I can see what people were talking about, and honestly it was a good movie. It wasn't like the best Marvel movie, but that's not really fair because literally just came out Spider-Man Enter the Spider-Verse, Avengers Infinity War, Black Panther, and I'm super biased about that for obvious reasons. So like, yeah, they just had a bunch of shit on, and we've been seeing trailers, like teaser trailers for Endgame. We had a bunch of shit that happened before it. That's like, I feel as though this is kind of like how Ant-Man happened, where Ant-Man came out right between two really decent, really fucking amazing movies, and we were kind of like, yeah, okay.
It did a thing.
It did a thing. I mean, did I think they hyped up Captain Marvel a little too much? Yes. But, like, overall, I still think it's a solid Marvel movie, and we are totally getting off topic.
That's fine. But, nonetheless, yeah. James Gunn has been returned to the Marvel Universe again. Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is going to be coming out with him. I imagine Dave Bautista will stop threatening to kill people. And
no promises.
Yeah, no promises. He's still a large wrestler man who's going to wrestle Triple H next month.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, no, he's wrestling at WrestleMania.
He's wrestling
Yeah, He wanted to get Triple H's attention, so he beat up Ric Flair at his 70th birthday. Wow. So Triple H got very upset about this and agreed to a match because Triple H wishes to kick his ass. And that is how wrestling works.
Oh, my God. Yes, yes, yes. All right, now I'm definitely watching WrestleMania at your house.
But, yeah, that's about it. So, like I said, we had to do a special segment. Definitely do more of these in the future for things that need to be talked about immediately without a delay.
Like so, Avengers, like when we go see Avengers together. Like
yeah,
that's probably going to be a thing.
This may be right after.
Might be in the car.
Yeah.
Right after. Screaming like, Exactly. He's dead.
Exactly. There's going to be spoilers that day. It's going to be rough.
Yeah.
All right, but that's this. So stay tuned. We'll have more Review Zoo coming in the next few days. And this has been The Petting Zoo. James Gunn edition. We will see you all later.
Good night and good fight.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.